Hi, I'm Tony Riddle, and this is the Nat Life Pod, a platform for conversation to help close the gap between wellness as an industry and wellness as a state of being. Big shout out to this episode's sponsor, XL Coffee. XL are renowned organic coffee producers here in the UK who have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure their coffee is mold-free and has kept its antioxidant potency. XL are waking up the world of coffee. I'm a big fan and recommend you go give them a try. Use discount code NATLIFEPOD at checkout. Details are in the show notes. Welcome to the Nat Life Pod with me, Tony Riddle, human, husband, father. It's been a while since I've been behind the mic. Busy, busy time of it. Also the holidays, right? Lots happened. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to jump back on here and kind of unpack the last 3 months and where I'm at right now, because I've been in it. I've really had the blinkers on. I've been training for something, which is the Southwest Coastal Path. Something that I attempted last year, and those that don't know, I blew a calf on the second day, continued hobbling for days on end, but reached a certain point where I had an amazing download, received some incredible messages, as one does when they're out really up against it, and at that level of discomfort. I often speak to this comfort, discomfort. You know, we live in a world that's incredibly convenient with lots of comfort, and it's often only when we challenge ourselves with inconvenience and discomfort do we really get to the point where we learn something about ourselves within that. So me, myself, I've been really up against it in this challenge, which was the Southwest Coastal Path, to go back and return to it. Lola, my daughter, she's about to turn 14 on Monday, and she's so wise, but she said after the last attempt, "You can't leave it there, Papa. I wouldn't be able to leave it there." And it so inspired me to, yeah, I'm going to go back out. But there's always been this test of there's a record there, and the record sits at 10 days, 8 hours. And it's a 630-mile run. So that works out. You're running 100 kilometers per day, but it's the Southwest Coastal Path, and that involves 4 counties. But there's an elevation gain of 115,000 feet. So that's 4 times Everest in elevation. So it's gnarly, right? So it's rocky, and there's sand dunes, and it's boggy. There's every terrain you can imagine. I'd say one of the toughest trails really to run. And so there is this, the level of training that has to go into that, and then to consider catching a record. So that's been my 3 months really immersed in that. And I've reached this point where I was on the brink of overtrain and overwhelm. And you get a bit depressed in that space, but then suddenly you emerge from it like with a newfound strength of mind and physiology, and feel that mental fortitude and really build resilience, I would say, from testing that levels of playing with the edges of discomfort, but really to the back of the cave on an event like this, I would say. But something wasn't in it, and my head was in it, and I'd say my feet were in it, as in to get up each day. And then I was reaching this point where I was just churning out marathons for brekkie, and I could get up and go and do it again and again, but something, I just wasn't connecting with it. And I was finding it exhausting. What was it? And I was going back and forth with those that are on board as my sponsors and those that were behind it as the logistics. Someone, Chris Geisler, who I consider like a brother to me and is an incredible support and really surrenders to service, and he's there to drive me, cook for me, and even at times get me on the loo when I can't quite function. But all of that logistics, so there's an element of the, as well as the head and the feet, there's a feeling of responsibility when it comes to an event like this. And there feels that, but then there has to be heart-led, not responsibility-led. And I have this lead with the heart and let your feet follow. I'm quite firm with that. So this establishing the why for the event is what I've really been toying with for months now. And ideally, I wanted to really be starting it around now because of the light hours, the daylight hours for this. Recently, I was at two festivals. One was community. And at community, I was offering like rechilding practices and discussing this Southwest Coastal Path and our innate abilities that were innately wild, connected, empowered beings. And we have this incredible human potential. But again, that's this is the potential. But all these events for me are about a much bigger picture. And we raise awareness for some incredible causes. So more often than not, because it seems that it's way out of someone's comfort zone, or perhaps the level of inconvenience, and it seems socially extreme to be running that distance and to endure that for those number of days, it raises certain eyebrows, and that creates an amazing opportunity to speak to some really important platforms, organizations. And I was toying between the rechilding, rewilding, regenerative kind of communication between personal and planetary health and raising awareness for that. And the other one was the men's work, which again, I had this Movember coming up. But at the same time, Movember, if you're not aware of Movember, it's an incredible organization. It's the month of November where men around the globe grow a tash and they raise funds for an awareness for prostate cancer and testicular cancer and suicide, and knowing that mental health and suicide being the number one cause of death for men under the age of 50 in the UK. So for me, it's an incredible message and one I really wanted to connect to, but I was stuck with this daylight hours, September. But hold on a minute, Movember is November. That's the month you do it. So I just couldn't connect with it. Beyond community as the festival, I found myself at Medicine Festival and was invited to speak on my friend's stage. That's Christabel and Ruby. They have a stage. It was called the Advaya stage, very much around personal and planetary health. Some amazing speakers there. Touching on again the rewilding regenerative, but there was a men's panel for the first time, and it was the medicine of men's work, and it was organized by Zach Avery, and there were myself and six others. So there was Michael Maisie, Peter Eugene Bennett, Leighton Hampshire, who else was there, Alexander Cottle, and Lawrence Joy. And we were holding this panel and about a collaboration really of men coming together. And each one of us asked about why men's work. And for me, the message has always been this clear. It can be quite lonely out here being a man, and those statistics don't lie, right? Number one cause of death for men under the age of 50 again, being suicide. And it's lonely out here being a man, but it's nice to know there's more men in the circle. And this was incredible because it was men who are leading circles on a panel discussing their work. And something really kind of just clicked within me. And that establishing the why came in, and the feeling of the heart being in that work right now. and that's what was singing to me. I came off the panel and I was sitting with Chris Geisler, who was in the audience. And he said, how's it going with the training, and how are things moving, and what timeline are we looking at, and how's it shaping? And I unpacked it all. And that's the other beauty of doing this work, is we're so familiar now with sharing, you know, as men, and being able to really discuss our feelings within it. And I brought it back to, you know what, Chris, my head's in it, my feet are in the game, my heart's just not in it. I've just been really trying to weave together this real why, and I haven't formulated it yet. And he just said, okay, just pull it for time. Just remove yourself from it for a period of time. Take the blinkers off and really establish the why. And I did that for the remainder of the festival, really just an opportunity to take the blinkers off and remove myself from training and raising funds and sponsors and everything else that and the responsibility being the responsibility led. But something else dropped in, and it's this communication between disconnecting from the ego and reconnecting to the eco. And I think I lost myself in this process of not only the responsibility led, but the ego getting wrapped up in. Tony being known as a record-breaking barefoot endurance athlete, and this, I have to get this record, was removed suddenly from my vocabulary. My internal dialogue had shifted once I took the blinkers off and had had those communications and connected to the why. And that's a message for everyone, you know, taking these moments out of what can end up as limiting beliefs and behaviors, and removing yourself for a period of time, whether that's an hour punctuated in the day or a festival. And in this case for me, that was it. It was going to a festival such as Medicine. There's no alcohol there. It's an extraordinary event, a real sense of community, equal really community. Russell Brand's organized community that has that same sense, real community coming together. And I think that non-alcohol plays a part in that. It doesn't have that energy around it. It feels very nourishing and healing. So for me to be kind of immersed in that, I came back and Katarina, Lola, Millie, Tallulah and Bo were heading to Slovakia to see family. And I had other stuff that was happening back here, couldn't travel with them, but it created, an extraordinary amount of space. I found myself being horizontal for one day and had a realization that it hasn't happened in a decade. Can you imagine? So that enabled me to get the blinkers down, the eyelids down, and really tune in to and formulate this message of the why. Through that, one of the men in the Mammon Circle, actually Kieran, and he's been on a podcast previously about four episodes back, and he had dropped in my messages to say, have you thought about maybe coming together with the men of Man Men, and we can each contribute to a day or whatever days and come with you on the experience? And I was like, John, that's amazing. And then within a matter of minutes, the Man Men March for Movember dropped in. And since then, I've had the communication with Movember. We've got the logo organized, all that stuff behind the scenes. And I was off then in this world of creativity up there somewhere. And I have an amazing assistant, Steph, who kind of pinned me down to the ground again and said, but Tony, you have the NatLife coach certification happening, and that takes you up until the 6th of November. Ah, of course. Oh, okay, Steph, let's look at this. How many days are there, right, from the 7th until the 30th remain in November? And it works out that there's exactly 26.2 miles per day between the 7th then and the 30th, which is a marathon per day. So the Man Men March for Movember is now, we grow a tash for Movember. And then we take on the Southwest Coastal Path, but we do it rather than the man being outside the circle as this, again, what can be a lonely existence. It's now coming together as a collective because it's nice to know there's more men in the circle. And we do it together. In expressing that to the Man Men group circle that we have in our WhatsApp group, it's an amazing space of communication and sharing. there were a few alarm bells ringing to the term marathon, because when we think of marathon, it conjures up like black toenails, blisters and sticking limbs on, and I have to get under a certain time, whereas this is the Man Men March. So it's a march, and it's going to be, we work as a circle, as in a collective, a group of men, and we work to the pace of that. So that might mean walking one day, it might mean running one day. It's who's there on the day that we work together to get through that process together. And it's not to say there's not going to be discomfort and inconvenience and everything else, but again, through that, I honestly feel that we can reach what is human potential. It gives us huge purpose as a collective as well. And it really sings to my heart. There's definitely lead with the heart and let the feet follow on this journey. And it's a great platform. We get to raise awareness for, again, an incredible cause, which is Movember. So I'm super pumped about that. That's why I wanted to jump on here and share that. That's what's going to be happening now in November. And I have some amazing guests set up for the next series, which is going to be really dedicated to men's work. So the Nat Life Pod over the next weeks leading up to what would be the Movember Challenge, the Man Men March for Movember, I will be sitting. I say we because there's Simon back here. You can't see Simon right now. Can you get round here, Simon? Just poke your head in there so people know who Simon is, because without Simon, this wouldn't be happening right now. Videographer, producer, here he is, the man from We Are the Clarks. We in that conversation will be, the next series will be with men from men's circles and holding that really important space right now, which is allowing us to do the work. Michael Maisie, who was next to me on the panel, he's next up, which I'm so pumped about that conversation. He has been through, it's something I have been looking at and teasing the edges, and it really is going to be discomfort. And it's a rite of passage from Lakota Sundance. I'm not going to share any more of it until he's actually here. But it involves hooks in your chest and being pulled up. That's as far as I'm going to take it for now. But in terms of rites of passage, I think it's there. And I'm really drawn to it, but it just hasn't aligned. So we'll see what comes from that conversation. I'm super excited about the months to come, what we're about to unleash. Again, that real collective kind of that sense of community is going to be pulled into this event, and equal to the podcast that will be coming up in the next series. So I'm going to leave it there, legends. I think that's a nice punchy kind of, is it a bookend? I guess it's a bookend coming into the next series. Keep an eye out, of course, on what's going to be happening. I think maybe Movember will be on here as well. I'd really like to unpack their story in that communication. It'd be great to get them on here. And then keep an eye out for what we're putting out there and how we're going to be raising awareness and funds, of course. Let's not forget that. And maybe if some of you feel drawn to, come and join us or grow a tash. Much love, legends. As always, I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you feel drawn to do so, then please subscribe to the show, leave a review, and don't forget to share. Sharing is caring. It really helps me to help others. If you're drawn to immersing yourself in any of the Nat Life experiences, or see yourself as a Nat Life coach, head to tonyriddle.com for details of how to immerse yourself in the community. You can follow my adventures on Instagram at The Natural Lifestylist. Big shout out to Simon from We Are the Clarks for producing, filming, editing. Much love.